The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health and Mental Health. And today we have a really interesting topic, and it is 261 Fearless Club, which is a national organization which is dedicated to empowering women to exercise together, to move together, to create healthier lifestyles. And we have with us Sarah Duckler, who is club director for the 261 Fearless Club Greater New York, and is in charge of all of the Fearless Clubs in New York State, which is really amazing. And Sarah, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with 261 Fearless.
So I actually am the personal assistant of Catherine Switzer, who was the first woman to ever officially run the Boston Marathon in 1967.
Wow.
Before it was explicitly allowed that women were allowed to be in marathons. And over the past couple years, I've really been kind of privy to her organization, 261 Fearless. And in the last year, I decided to start my own chapter here in Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
So for about a year, I've been leading a group on Tuesday nights at 6 o'clock, and we've really grown, and we have a lot of exciting stuff going on week to week.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say your personal assistant, does she live in, is she a neighbor of ours?
So Catherine lives in locally in the Hudson Valley for about 7 months out of the year, and then she lives in New Zealand other 7 months.
Wow.
So she is
global.
Global, yes, yes.
Global and local.
Yes.
So how did you, what in your life journey led you to this place? I mean, are you involved in your personal life in physical activity and all those related things?
Yeah, so I have been very active my whole life. I grew up in New Paltz, Gardner, around the mountains. My dad moved here because of the rock climbing.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been climbing and running and hiking, and I was a very competitive cross-country skier for many years. So I've been active my whole life. And I also currently am a personal trainer at Sport of Iron Fitness, which is the gym behind the Ford dealership around the traffic circle.
Right, which we talked about before the show, which
yeah.
Seems like a really interesting place.
Yeah, it's an amazing community, and I've learned a lot about fitness and also just the benefits that weightlifting can really add to your regimen. Like, I think that everything else has become easier for me because I cycle a lot and I
mm-hmm.
run, and
mm-hmm.
everything's become easier for me now that I've started adding weightlifting into my routine.
Yeah, that's cool. It's something that I've always wanted to integrate into my own routine, but I know I have to get some help to do that.
Yeah, I had to get help as well. I had to learn how to do all that. So
yeah, absolutely. When you look at it from afar, it can be,
it's intimidating.
My gosh, yes.
Yeah, I know. You have to have someone like bring you through the gym, have a tour, and be like, what does this machine do? What does this machine do? I mean, I had to get that tour before I started.
Well, good. I feel better now.
Yeah, no, it's I get it.
So you told us that about the founder a little bit about 261, but tell us a little bit more about the organization and kind of how it got started and what it's really about.
Yeah, so Catherine ran the Boston Marathon in 1967 when she was 20, and
wow.
She was working in Avon and doing a global series of races, but it wasn't until just maybe 5 or 6 years ago that women were really coming up to her and saying how much of a difference her story had made in their lives. And she realized, wow, there's really room here for me to make a legacy beyond, you know, beyond mm-hmm. her own life.
Right,
beyond that one event.
Right.
So she decided to create this organization. It's actually an international nonprofit. We have it in a number of different countries. It's a non-competitive women's running and walking group. It's really just focused on women being able to move 1 hour out of the week in a supportive environment. Like, a lot of times we play tag. One of our favorite games is toilet tag, which is pretty much freeze tag. You just have to like sit down in a squat and pretend you're a toilet, and you must be flushed before you can be unfrozen. We just try and make it fun, you know, because if you're playing tag or you're playing capture the flag, you know, you don't realize that you're working on sprinting and you're working on change of direction and you're right. working on accelerating. But you don't really think about all those things when you're just trying to go catch your friend. So right. I think my goal is to especially adults, you know, I think we forget how to have fun sometimes.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that's the secret to exercise and really changing one's lifestyle, right? Because it doesn't have to be tedious to me, like when I go to the gym to work out, for me, it's like my time, you know, I really look forward to it and really enjoy it. And that's really important.
Exactly. Yeah. I used to have this coach that I trained with, and he would say, he's like, we're going to go play on the rocks today. That's and I great. Really liked that he would always use the term play when we were gonna train. We're like, mm-hmm. we're gonna go play in the boats today. Like, sometimes we do a canoe workout for, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And it just made all the difference, I think, with the way you frame it, you know, mm-hmm. instead of like, I have to punish myself because I ate mm-hmm. a cookie last night. It's like, no, I get to play today.
Right. I mean, we had this campaign at the health department called Walk in Water, that you don't have to engage in exotic exercise programs and spend a fortune on fad diets, that mm-hmm. even if you just walk 30 minutes a day with your dog, with your partner, with your friend, with whomever, or by yourself, that it can really be an enjoyable experience. It doesn't have to be work, you know, with a capital W.
Right. It's like, if you're not enjoying it, it's not going to be a sustainable activity for you. And, you know, you want to be able to do it 30 years from now. So you mm-hmm. want to make sure you can keep going.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about the local chapter and you know, who you see coming and what kinds of things you guys do. And where you see it serving a need in the community too.
Yeah, so I guess I'll start with the serving a need. So we do have a few local running groups around, but they're a little bit more training based for people that are looking to train for a half marathon or a marathon. Mm-hmm. And that's great. You know, there's a lot of people like myself that need some extra motivation to get out and train for long races. but I really like our group, because it feels like it's a little bit more relaxed. It could be either an active recovery day if you're a marathon runner, mm-hmm. or if you're more new to exercising, it might be more challenging for you. But I really like that it does bring those two groups together. And I think, again, the term running can be really intimidating for a lot of people. So we try and we do some strength exercises, we do some games, and then we usually do like a run-walk portion. A couple weeks ago, I had a local yoga teacher, Mel Toth from the Yoga House. She came in and did a restorative yoga class with us.
Nice.
Which brought in a lot of people that were had not been to our group before. And then a couple weeks ago, we also did a clothing swap. You know, everyone clean out their closet, and we have a lot of leftover clothing that, athletic clothing. So if more women come to our group that might not have access or the funds to purchase their own athletic clothing, because it can be quite expensive.
Right.
So I have a whole stash now in my attic, if anyone needs. So we meet from April to December. We were meeting at Dietz Stadium, because mm-hmm. it's really lovely. It has some, you know, neighborhoods in the back you can run through, and also the stairs on the stadium.
Right.
You can obviously do stair running.
Yeah, it's a nice environment.
Right, it has a track, so I can keep an eye on everyone, mm-hmm. Everyone on different speeds. So mm-hmm. it's been really good.
And there are no real prerequisites, right? You just have to want to have some fun and
you just have
get
to show
healthier,
up.
Right?
Yeah.
And so you get folks of all different ages, right? Women of all different ages.
Yeah, we have a really wide range of women. We have women from age 25 to 75. So it's quite a range.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And no prerequisites, right? You can just come and
show up. Yeah.
And this is probably a dumb question, but why women only? Why wouldn't you open it up to other men and women or others? So I know it's women focused, but
yeah, I think it's definitely not meant to leave out men, right, obviously. But I think, you know, obviously there's a different, I personally feel there's a different type of energy when there's men around. You might feel the need to be more impressive, or like you're not running fast enough, you don't look good enough.
Yeah, all that stuff.
I definitely feel that. And
yeah, there's enough of that.
There's enough of that, exactly. So it's just, and you know, it's 1 hour in the week where you just get to be around other women. And I think we also, we touch on certain aspects of being an athletic woman. Like, what does, you know, menopause do to your training? What does like being on your period do to your training? Or what does being pregnant do to your training? And those are like very women specific topics, obviously, that we touch on every once in a while. So I think it's good to have a female space to talk about that kind of thing in.
And do you partner with other organizations in terms of, like you said, you've had the person from the yoga center. Do you get other organizations come in and talk about nutritional topics or related health topics or
lifestyle? We're actually having someone come in this month to do a foam roller class with us to learn about how to recover well. And then we're also having a fundraiser with an organization in Hopewell Junction in May called Unshattered. So they employ women that are recovering addicts
and make
handbags out of upcycled material. And we're going to do a joint fundraiser with them to help them out in their new building and to help us out to get more women a part of our group and to get them moving.
Wow, that's really awesome. We want to hear a lot more about this. First, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. We'll be back after these words.
I love the way that picture looks. Can you move it to the left just a bit? Careful on the ladder.
Really? You know I'm always careful. Let me move it just a little bit more. Uh-oh!
Let's face it, accidents happen. When life takes an unexpected turn, you want your family treated at a full-service emergency room, where you'll find physicians who are board-certified in emergency medicine.
Let's get in the car. We're going to the ER.
Oh, but we'll be waiting for hours.
Introducing the 30 Minutes or Less ER Pledge, only at Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital in Poughkeepsie and Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, members of the WMC Health Network. When you arrive in either of these emergency rooms, you'll be seen by a member of the care team within 30 minutes. Expert trusted emergency care without the wait. To read the 30 Minutes or Less ER Pledge, visit wmchealth.org/ER30.
Well, that was painless.
Hey, I'm the one with the stitches.
No, I was talking about the wait.
Another way the WMC Health Network is advancing care. Here.
This is an important message from the Ulster County Department of Health regarding coronavirus. We're prepared, and we're working closely with the CDC, the New York State Department of Health, and local healthcare providers to share information and to address any and all potential outbreaks of the disease. In the meantime, you can do your part to protect your family. Wash your hands frequently for at least 20 seconds, especially before eating. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Avoid touching surfaces in public spaces. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue or sleeve and dispose of tissues in the trash. If you're experiencing symptoms such as fever, cough, trouble breathing, and fatigue, contact your healthcare provider. And please stay home to avoid infecting others. Together, we can meet this challenge. For more information, visit ulstercountyny.gov/health.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Today we're talking with Sarah Dukler from 261 Fearless Club, which is a really great organization that empowers women around movement and physical activity. And Sarah, before the break, we were talking about all of the wonderful things that the club does, but there's one that kind of stood out for me, was the social part of it, social associations, which is always a critical part of well-being when you have people in your, when you enhance your support network, right? So does that, do you think that is a big function of what you guys do too?
I think that's honestly the biggest function of what we do. you know, I think most nights, most Tuesday nights at 6 p.m., I'd probably be on my couch. But instead, I get to go and spend an hour with an incredible group of women that have really shown me like what it means to show up for other people. Mm-hmm. You know, they haven't known me that long, but they constantly show up for me in stressful times that I've had. And they show up for other women who it's their first time there, and they welcome them with open arms just because they've elected to spend an hour moving.
That's great.
You know, and I think that's really, you know, we don't really talk about health in terms of having a social group as being part of your overall health.
Right.
You know, we just think eat well, drink water,
right,
exercise for 30 minutes.
But it's interesting that in the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation's county health rankings, right, mm-hmm. the social determinants of health, which are things like that, social associations and, you know, employment, housing, community, are weighted as 40% of the overall health of a community and how they determine whether a community is healthy or not. So those things play a really, really big role. In fact, they even measure social associations as one of the key indicators, meaning like how many opportunities like that are there for people in your community.
Right.
You know, because they really value that.
Yeah, there's actually a few weeks ago, one of our ladies that comes regularly, her father wasn't doing so well, so she was having to be home a lot to help him out. And she still came on Tuesday night because she was like, it's been really hard at home, and I know when I come here, I'm going to laugh.
That's great.
So
that's
I think
great.
That's an important function that we serve for mm-hmm. her and for a number of other women, you know. You're not expecting to burn 1,000 calories. We're not going to make you do burpees.
right.
But you will have a good time because we'll probably make you do something weird.
Right, not Navy SEALs boot camp.
Exactly.
So you've done a lot already in establishing 261 here in Ulster County, but what do you have in mind going forward? What are some of the other things you'd like to do?
Yeah, so before the break, I was just mentioning we have a fundraiser coming up in Hopewell Junction with Unshattered, and we're at the end of March, we're actually going to do a pop-up run with the ladies down there and to try and start a club, more regular club down there mm-hmm. with those women. And then we're also going to do a pop-up meet run in Peekskill in April and another one in Syracuse in May. And Syracuse is actually Catherine's old stomping grounds. She went to college there.
Oh, wow.
And she did the commencement speech there a couple years ago. So she's got a big presence at that university. So we're trying to, you know, branch upwards. And we also have a club in Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just trying to spread the movement of women creating a social community. And, you know, I actually had a woman from Rochester who was coming down here to visit family, and she emailed me. She's like, I saw you guys are having a meet run. Can I come and join? And she did, and that was a beautiful thing. And, you know, we have a lot of clubs like in Austria and Germany. Wow. We have one in the Congo. So it's, if you ever go,
so if you're when you travel,
you're
all set to go.
Yeah, I'm going to London in September, and I'm going to go run with the ladies there.
Nice.
And when I go there. So it really creates a global network of women that you immediately have a connection with.
That's really great.
Yeah.
And what is, you mentioned earlier, Unshattered. What is that?
So that's an organization. They employ women who are recovering addicts, and they upcycle bags. They use old military uniforms, old wedding dresses, and they make these gorgeous bags to sell online, or you can go to their shop. And they have 100% recovery rate.
So 100%.
No one has relapsed in their organization.
Wow.
And I've been down there. I've met a lot of the women that work, and they're just resilient. They are strong.
That's really
amazing.
Interesting. Yeah. One of the other hats I wear is directing opioid prevention strategy for Ulster County. So I definitely want to get in touch with those folks.
Yeah,
that sounds like a great.
Yeah, they're an incredible organization. They're doing some amazing work.
That's really wonderful. And so, How do people get involved? I mean, do they just show up, or do they go to a website first, or call you, or what's the best way?
Yeah,
all of the above.
Right, yeah, you can just show up at 6 p.m. on Tuesdays. For the remaining weeks in March, we are in the administrative building in the hospital in the auditorium for our indoor location, but starting in the
hospital,
first...
Hospital, which hospital?
Kingston Hospital, okay, okay. Off of Mary's Ave.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then starting in April, we're going to be back at Dietz Stadium. And for any meetup, you can just show up at 6 p.m. And we just ask that if you decide to start coming regularly, we have a yearly suggested donation of $26, mm-hmm. because a marathon is 26.2 miles.
Oh, there
so
you
that's
go.
Our, so it's, yeah, $26 mm-hmm. for the year, which is 50 cents a week mm-hmm. if you really break it down. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I feel like that's worth it, but you mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. So it's, yeah, we really try and make the barrier to entry pretty low. And we also have a number of women that have doubled their donations. So if you're not able to pay the $26, someone else will have covered it for you.
Mm-hmm. And is there anyone around for childcare or anything like that? Or even, do you have any kind of potluck dinner? You know, food or anything afterwards, or
sometimes we go out to Rough Draft afterwards mm-hmm. and grab a beer or mm-hmm. coffee or something. Right now, we don't have childcare. It is something we're working on because mm-hmm. we understand it's definitely a barrier for a lot of women. But that's coming up in the future.
That's great.
Yeah,
great, really good, really good. And so you have a local website as well too.
Yeah, so you can go on 261fearless.org and click on clubs, and you'll see we're under the Kingston, New York tab. Mm-hmm. But we also, I think we're more active on our Facebook, which is 261 Fearless Club Greater New York. Mm-hmm. And we post pretty often, mostly with updates on our meet runs and any races or events that we're going to be going to. For example, a number of our ladies are running the Shamrock Run this weekend Kingston.
Yeah.
And
drinking some of the beer afterwards.
Yeah, and we're also, so something that we're doing that's going to be a more New York State, New England-wide thing, we're actually going to be taking a number of women up to the Seneca Falls Women's Right to Run 19-kilometer race because it's the women's 100th anniversary of the women's right to vote, which is the 19th Amendment.
Wow.
So it's a 19-kilometer race, which is 11.8 miles. I myself am training for that. I've gotten up to 7, so we're getting there. But a number of us from around New York and New Jersey and a few from Canada are going to be rendezvousing up there in Seneca Falls in July.
Wow, that mm-hmm. sounds really terrific. So is there anything else that you'd like our listeners to know about 261? Anything, any other information you want to share about it?
I would just want them to know that it's really not running specific. I know it's very intimidating for a lot of people. I think the most we ever run is a mile, and everything else is games. I usually have people do some squats at some point during the meet run. Mm-hmm. Someone usually wears a large Cat in the Hat hat. It's just silly. A lot of times I kind of brand it as adult gym class.
Yeah.
To try and make it fun and just make it so that you're moving for an hour.
Get healthy. Have fun, meet new friends, right?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, that just sounds great.
Yeah.
It's, all the way around.
It is. It's a really fun time.
That's really terrific. Well, we are beginning to run out of time. Tell us again your website, and if you have a phone number where mm-hmm. great people should call.
Yeah, sure. So our website, again, is 261fearless.org, and you can send an email if you are curious to info@marathonwoman.com.
Okay.
And feel free to bring a friend.
Great. It sounds terrific. And thank you so much for doing this work. It's really great.
Yes, thank you.
Really wonderful. That's all the time we have for today. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.